Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Now, Dave Carlson joining us from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. How are you, Dave?
I'm chomping at the bit, Coz. Yeah, really good. Looking forward to the weekend. I'll be at Wentworth Park tomorrow night. I can't wait. It's going to be a massive one.
Tell us about our hero, Feral Frankie, the Frankie.
Oh, yeah. Well, tomorrow night we've got 8 Group 1 heats. We've got 4 Group 1 heats for the female greyhounds in the Peter Mossman Opal and 4 Group 1 heats of the Vic Peters Classic for the male greyhounds. And that's where we're going to see Feral Frankie. The 4th and final heat, race 8 on the card at 8:29 p.m. Just reminding you, Wentworth Park on Saturday nights now commences early. The first race tomorrow night is at 6:05. Anyway, getting back to the Feral, he's chasing 7 straight wins and 9 from his past 10. And his trainer, Jack Smith, is on the line from his kennels in Forbes in the central west of New South Wales. Jack, good morning. He's had a few weeks off since winning the Flying Amy in Brisbane. How's he going and what have you done with him in the past fortnight?
Good morning, Dave. He's only had the week off and we went to Melbourne and give him a look at the meadows last Saturday night in preparation in case we went to the final of the Vic Peters. Well, then I wouldn't have had time to trial. So we've had a little look just in case.
All right. And what did he run at the meadows?
29.85.
Oh, that is excellent. So the meadows, just tell us what you got planned for him down there.
Maturity, yeah.
Yep.
It comes up after the Vic Peters, so that's the plan at this stage.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah, I was down at the Meadows last Sunday evening. Marg Long, the general manager, has retired and they had a function for Marg. Marg and Eddie Caruana, the chairman, Ronnie Hawkswell, the race caller, they're all looking forward, hoping that the Feral's going to make a Melbourne race appearance. Now, Feral Frankie, Jack, he's drawn box 2 in his heat tomorrow night at Wendy, outside of the Victorian Max Tractor for Jeff Giel, who's 5 from 5 in the red rug, but on debut at Wendy, while Feral's little brother, or litter brother, I should say, and Wagga Cup winner Good Odds Buddy for Frank Hurst is also well drawn in the 7. Are you happy with drawing the checks?
Yeah, boxes don't matter that much, as we know, because he's not going to lead. And we just hope the dogs around him that will take him into the race. So in saying that, I suppose the closer we draw to the rails is better than being out on the outside. But, if a dog crashes across and gets in on the fence, well, it won't be so good, you know. It causes trouble that way. But he's got very good in the field so these days. So we're just hoping he can position up nice and do his thing down the back.
Yeah, well, we all like to do speed maps. Sometimes they're accurate. Sometimes they don't quite come off. Right. Everyone's got their own theories on them. But I was thinking, look, if the one pings, Feral Frankie might get a cozy run because Kid Candle, which is in the 3, is usually a moderate beginner. So Frankie might just get that cozy run.
I don't know whether he's any moderate than me, so.
Fair enough. Well, anyway, we've seen them sneak up on the rails at Wendy on many occasions at that first turn. So let's hope that is the case. And Jack, the Nationals as well, they aren't too far away. The New South Wales heats are on August the 3rd. Are they on Feral Frankie's agenda?
Oh, geez, we haven't looked that far, Dave. We're just, we've got the Vic Peters and the Maturity. We can get through that. We'll assess what's happening. Because probably sooner or later we're going to have to do some middle distance racing. So we'll just see what happens, mate. Yeah, a little bit far away.
All right. Well, Feral Frankie's your only runner at Wentworth Park tomorrow night. How are the other members of your kennel going? Jack, the Irinka pups and also Little Digger.
We've just started to race some Brad Hill Billy pups and they both won on Monday night at Bathurst. Digger, he never got a run this weekend, so he's got a weekend off. Lizzie fell at the Meadows last Saturday night, so she's in a Bathurst on Monday. And Solar Sky is Feral's sister. She won a heat on Monday, and she's in a final back at Bathurst on Monday. So we've got four in at Bathurst on Monday, and just Beryl, that's about it at the moment. Yeah, and Digger's having the weekend off.
Oh, fair enough, Ray. Well, you cover plenty of kilometres. I know that servo before you drive out of town at Forbes, and no doubt you'll be filling up quite regularly.
Yes, we're on a first-name basis. There's no doubt about that.
Jack, Liam from Greyhound Racing New South Wales recently visited you in Forbes and did a great story on you and the greyhounds and Frankie. Now I hear that Dave Stanley from the Big Sports Breakfast and the host of the Catching Pen is keen to come out and shoot a story. I reckon Dave's got a poster of Frankie on his wall.
Yeah, I don't know about this, Dave. He certainly loves him. That'll be interesting, but I don't know. I should send Dave out, eh?
Yeah, I think so. I think Dave will be ready to hit the road. I'll give him directions, and we may see a story coming up the Catching Pen. I want to give Dave a big thumbs up, a big rap too, because he showed great initiative last Sunday. He came out off his own bat and interviewed Timmy Cahill at our Greyhound Adoption Day at Rose Bay. So Dave, he loves his greyhounds. He's doing a great job, and he's proactive, not reactive. So you may see him, Ray, but in the meantime, you'll definitely see me at Wentworth Park tomorrow night. I'm going to be doing interviews with the winning trainers for the Greyhound Racing New South Wales website, and I hope that I'll be speaking to you after race number 8.
That'll be good, mate, if you are. Let's hope.
Thank you. I'm calling you Ray. I'm calling you Jack, but calls you Jack.
Right.
Yeah, but Jack, thanks so much for your time on Going Greyhound. Safe trip in. I'll see you at headquarters.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, mate.
Thank you. There's Jack Smith there, Sean.
Yeah, now look, last night's the Sky Racing Brisbane Cup track record smashed.
Wow, it was amazing. Look, Nangar Diva for Dennis Barnes for New South Wales ran a super race at Big Odds, finishing third. Zipping Bailey for New South Wales for Jace McKay did a tremendous job to run fourth after being pole-axed and turned sideways at the first turn, while Mystic Riot for Pete Lagogiani had little luck. But all honours go to Senaki, trained by Victorian-based New South Welshman Steve White. The son of Fernando Bale and Rhonda Rocks led all of the way in the Group 1 Brisbane Cup, clocked a sizzling 5:44 first split for the second week running, before beating the favourite Black Opium by 3 3/4 lengths. The new time, the new track record, a sizzling, a scorching 29:38. Mapunga Blazer had the previous mark of 29:41. Senaki had not a lot of luck in the Flying Amy last night, all of the way, Sean. 29:38, that's low flying.
Yeah, brilliant. Now, some sad news too, Dave.
Yes, indeed. Very sad news in greyhound circles in New South Wales to pass on. Ray Minty, who trained 1990 National Derby winner Master Hilo and other top chasers, including Dilston Prince and Forrest Finn, has passed away at the age of 70. Now, Ray had battled a lengthy illness. He suffered a stroke many years ago, and he was a very close friend of the great Paul Ambrosoli. So our sympathies, certainly, Sean, go out to Ray Minty's family and friends.
Now, have you got a couple of winners today?
Well, let's hope so. We've got four New South Wales meetings, so we'll have to come up with something. Grafton. Grafton's the first cab off the rank at 12:39. The best bet, race 8, number 2, Skits O'Brien. Race 8, number 2. The value bet at Grafton, race 4, number 8, Short Pork. 4-8. The Gardens at Newcastle this afternoon kicks off at 3:02. Best bet, race 11, number 7, No Rules. Race 11, number 7. The value bet, race 8, number 2, Rachel's Dream. 8-2. Wagga tonight from 6:17. Best bet in the Riverina. Race 1, number 4, Tranquil Flynn. 1-4. Value bet, race 9, number 7, Bloomin' Rose. My mother's name's Rosemary, and no one would be game to call her Bloomin' Rose, I can tell you. She's listening at the moment, so I'll probably get an uppercut later.
I'll add it to the adjustment program later, don't worry about that.
Oh, yeah, we had no coat hangers in the house. She broke them all over me when I was a kid, but anyway.
Should have said it didn't harm you mentally either, Dave.
No, just made my head even worse. Richmond's on tonight, Cos. 7:15, the kickoff there. The best bet's race 7, number 8, Cullinan. Race 7, number 8. And the value bet is race 8, number 6, Tap Out Dusty. And that does us for another week.
All right, you better get straight on the blower to your mum now and square off.
I'm going to cop it.
You are. All right, good on you, mate. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys.